Morning, church.
Amen. Man, it's so good to see you. Turn around to somebody and say, it's good to see you today. Man, amen. God is just faithful to us, and just praise him for all of his goodness today. Hallelujah. He's ever mindful of you, by the way. Do you realize that? God is ever mindful of you. Hallelujah. He's got such good things for you as well. Amen. Why don't you stand this morning and turn, if you will, to Mark. And we're going to read this out of the New Living Testament this morning, the NLT. Mark chapter 4, verse 23 and through 25. Mark chapter 4, 23 through 25. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and have a revelation. Have a revelation. Have an understanding. Amen. Anyone with ears to hear should listen. So it means that everyone has ears, but not everyone listens, right? And not only listening, but to understand, to have a revelation of what's being said. So look at this next verse. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. The more revelation you're going to have. And you will receive even more. God's a God of more. I love that. God is always a God of more, not less. Do you realize that? To those who listen to my teaching, more revelation will be given. More understanding will be given to those that listen to my teaching. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it today. Say it with Pastor. We love to say that. Come on, say it with Pastor this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Give someone a high five this morning, or virtual if you feel like it, and say, you know, I'm listening. How about you? Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, there are a lot of voices out there in the world. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of voices going on, especially during this time and during this season. You cannot hardly turn on anything without somebody's opinion. And for the most part, their opinion does not line up with God's word, or it's something that you really don't need to be listening to or hearing or feeding into your soul. So Jesus was saying here in these verses that we need to be really hearing his word. We need to be hearing the revelation of God's word more than anything else. Let me tell you something. We need to hear God's word today above any other voice. We need to have a clear clarion call of what God is speaking to our hearts so that we can live out of the spirit and not out of the flesh. You see, the flesh, Jesus said, profits nothing, but the spirit gives life. I don't know about you, but I want to live in the life and not the death. I want to live out of the spirit and what God is saying to me, out of the revelation of God's word to my heart, so I may have clear understanding and all that he's already given me through Jesus Christ. Anybody else with me this morning? Amen. So we've got to tune on and tune in to hearing this revelation knowledge, but we must also have selective hearing. Do we have any married couples out here? Any married couples? How many of you ladies know that your husband has selective hearing? how do you know that? Because I'd be one of those. Amen? I am one of those. And it's amazing how times that, you know, we hear from our wives and how times it's easy just to tune them out. Especially when we're interested in something going on, or, you know, there's something on the television, or there's a ball game taking place, and our wife's trying to talk to us, and we're just kind of catching a little bit of it here and there. Until they say something like, hey, baby, I'm going to go out and spend about $5,000 on a new dress today. And all of a sudden, it gets your attention, right? Amen. Not that my wife's ever said that to me, but I'm just saying, it's amazing how we can have selective hearing. When I was, when I was in grade school, I was maybe second grade or third grade, I can't remember. But my teacher, she decided that I had a hearing problem, and she sent me down to the nurse to get my hearing checked. And the nurse checked my hearing, and I came back, and I had a perfect test. I really didn't have a hearing problem. I was just really bored with what she was saying. Come on, somebody. Amen. And so I was challenged because really, I like to hear things that, how many of you like me? I love to tune in on things I'm really interested in. Is anybody else like that? I mean, something that I'm really interested in, I kind of give my attention to it, my focus to it. Something I'm not too interested in, like school at that time. I just wasn't there. I was much more interested in playing ball or doing something else. But when it comes to God's Word, listen to me, it is imperative that we tune in and we hear what God is speaking to us, especially in the day we're living. Why is this so important? Why is this so important? Let me share something with you. Look at Romans for a second. Romans 10, 16 and 17. Some of you can quote this, some of you know this, but I want you to hear this. Romans 10, 16, 17. Let's just put it up in the King James. Yeah, that's fine. Just put the New King's fine. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Next verse. Amen. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing may well be our highest responsibility in our relationship to God. Hearing may be our highest responsibility in our relationship to God. Amen? Because the Bible says that we live by faith. The Bible says that it's faith that pleases God. Hebrews 11:6, Hebrews 11:38. Amen? And faith begins as it is sustained and comes by hearing. Hearing is serious business for us. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I want you to get this. I want you to see the full impact of this, okay? For we walk by faith, not by sight. So we walk by faith, not by what we see currently. Hello? Let me put this to you another way. So we walk by hearing. We walk by hearing. By hearing, not by sight. We really are walking by hearing what the Word of God is telling to us. Amen? We're not walking by what we see, by what we feel, but how we're walking is by what we're hearing. And the revelation that we have when we hear allows us to walk in the fullness of the Spirit. We are really walking by the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because when we're walking by hearing, we're walking in faith. Oh, you ain't hearing what I'm saying, are you? Yes, I'm going to confess. Yes, you're hearing what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you this morning is really how we walk is by what we hear. And how we hear is what the faith that we exercise and the faith that we have. So when we have revelation faith on something that we hear, it opens the door to receive everything that faith has given us. Because we've heard what God is saying, and it gives revelation to our hearts, faith springs up and grabs what we hear. and gives us the ability to continue to walk in God's victory. Oh, man. Oh, I pray you guys get... Amen. God wants to lead us. Listening to him allows us to steer us in the right direction. He wants to give us and lead us into success. As God's sheep, we have access to him and permission to hear his voice. And we need the leadership of the Holy Spirit to lead us into every area of avenue of life into success. Come on, somebody. Say amen this morning. Amen. Look at John 10. John 10, verse 24 through 30. You can put this up in the New King James if you'd like. John 10, 24 through 30. Listen to what he says here. I want to explain this or try to explain a little bit differently here, or hopefully you'll get and grasp this and hear this morning. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." That's what the Jews were asking him, right? "Tell us plainly if you are the Christ." Next verse. Jesus answered them, "I told you and you did not believe." I told you, listen to me. Here's another way you can translate this. "I told you and you did not hear." Oh, y'all, you got to get this morning. "I told you and you did not believe." What he's really saying there is, "I told you, and you didn't open up your spiritual ears and hear what I told you, and therefore, since you didn't hear what I told you, you didn't believe what I told you. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me." Man, this is so good. "But you did not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you." Listen, "my sheep." My sheep what? My sheep what? My sheep hear my voice. Man, this is so rich, man. I pray you guys are just getting this in your spirit. Because now back up. He said, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them." Not only do they hear, but God knows us because we hear his voice. And not only that, they follow me. Now back up to the verse. Back up to the next verse, 26. Amen. "But you did not believe." They didn't believe, and the reason they didn't believe, because they didn't have ears to hear. But when we have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, it gives us the ability to believe and receive everything God has said to us through faith, amen, that is given to us, provided by grace. Grace has provided it, faith receives it, but you've got to hear it, amen, in order to believe it and then to receive it. Woo! Thank you for your enthusiasm this morning, amen? "But you did not believe because you're not of my sheep, as I said to you." Again, look at this, amen? Next verse. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Next verse, amen? "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Wow, hearing is so imperative, because when we hear, we have the security of our belief that we're forever with Jesus. Amen. That we have eternal life forever with Jesus, not starting when we die, but the moment we hear and believe. And faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah, God, you are so, so good. Amen. Isaiah 30:21 in the NLT. "Your own eyes will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, 'This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left.'" God wants to be the one to provide direction for our lives. Amen. He always leads us into triumph. He always leads us into victory. He always gives us the good things in life. Amen. He's a good, good father. Amen. To receive leadership from him, we've got to position ourselves to hear him. We've got to be in that place. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God." James 4:6 says, wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. We've got to position ourselves in order to receive and hear all that God is saying to us. Do you realize God is always speaking to us? God is always wanting to give us insight. God didn't want to keep you in the dark. God wants to put you in the light. Amen? Look at Revelation 4:1. Revelation 4:1. Amen. This is so good. Thank you, Lord, for this. John addressing this. Then as I looked, I saw a door standing open in heaven. And the same voice I had heard before spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, come up here and I will show you what must happen after this. John changed positions, amen. He heard from the Lord and he was snatched up to heaven. Man, that is awesome. Oh, by the way, that's a picture of the rapture of the church. If you didn't know that, John was the first one to take place and see all this. And where did he take place at? From his place in heaven, not here on earth. Man, that's good stuff. Thank you, Pastor, for that insight. Amen. We are to reposition ourselves. God will show us what we need to know. We need to come towards him in order to hear from him. So we must tune our heavenly frequency in and receive from him. It's like tuning a radio. Some things you want to tune out and some things you want to tune in, right? So, and we may need to move away from things that so easily distract us in order to hear from him. Sometimes you got to get away from the crowd, as Jesus often did, in order to hear from the Father. Amen. Sometimes you've got to just separate yourself from some people in order to hear what God is saying. Sometimes you've got to turn off CNN in order to really hear what God is saying. Sometimes you've got to turn off Fox News to hear what God is saying. Amen. Sometimes you've got to turn it all off to hear what God is saying. And I want to tell you, when God speaks to us, he always brings a good word in a good season in our lives. God does not bring fear in our life. God always brings peace in our life. To hear God's voice, we must screen out worldly distractions, and we also need to find joy. Joy is a key to hearing from God. Say, what, Pastor? Joy is a key to hearing from God. Galatians chapter 1, 15 through 18. Galatians chapter 1, 15 through 18. Let's look at this. Galatians chapter 1, 15 through 18. Amen. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Aren't you glad? Turn to somebody and say, that was me. Then it pleased him, amen, to reveal his son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out to consult with any human being. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem, Paul said, to consult with those who were the apostles before I was. Instead, what did he do? I went to Arabia, and later I returned to the city of Damascus. Next verse. Then 3 years later, I went up to Jerusalem to get to know Peter, and I stayed with him about 15 days. Paul separated himself from any distraction so he could directly hear from God. He learned from God what he was supposed to be preaching during this time. But if he had just rushed out and rushed up and done those things, he would have missed the voice of God, and we would have missed all this glorious grace of the gospel that he preached. Amen? Paul was able to preach the gospel of grace because he was willing to reposition himself and get alone with God. Isaiah 12:3, I love this scripture. This is a verse that we use so many times, and I love this verse of scripture. Look at this, amen. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. Joy is a position we can put ourselves in to receive deep things from the Lord. Being joyful allows us to hear God's voice. Isaiah 30, 29 and 30. Isaiah 30, 29 and 30. Look at this. Praise God. We need a baptism of joy in the body of Christ. But the people of God will sing a song of joy, like the songs at the holy festivals. You will be filled with joy as when a flutist leads a group of pilgrims to Jerusalem, the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will make his majestic voice heard. He will display the strength of his mighty arm. It will descend with devouring flames, with the cloud bursts, thunderstorms, and huge hailstones. Being joyful puts you in a place of really receiving from God. Hallelujah. Our attitude is important. If we're not happy children of God, we cannot be victorious children of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, no grumbles around here. So we need to maintain a joyful heart, because maintaining a joyful heart defeats the enemy, amen, every time. Deuteronomy 28, 47 and 48. Deuteronomy 28, 47 and 48. Listen to this verse of Scripture. So powerful, amen. Our position needs to be a position of joy in order to really hear and receive from God. The joy of the Lord is in you and is your strength today. If you do not serve the Lord with God, your God, with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, look at this, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything. The Lord will put an iron of yoke on your neck, oppressing you harshly until he has destroyed you. Turn to somebody and say, thank God we live under grace. And you can be a grump under grace if you want to. Be a Gracie grumper. I didn't say Gracie Trumper. I said grumper. Amen. A Gracie grumper. You can live under grace and be grumpy. Amen. You've got all these blessings of the new covenant. The curse has been reversed. No curse on your kids any longer. No curse on the second, third, or fourth generation. There's a brand new you in you, amen. But you can still be a grump. And I want to tell you, grumpy people are not fun to be around. Amen. And so if you don't like being around a grumpy person, what do you think about God at times? Amen. He says, well, I guess I have to, because my son paid the price. Amen. And I'm going to love them anyway, even if they're grumpy. Wow, it's amazing how blessed we are and how much we sometimes find so much to complain about. Amen. I know a person that I could point her out. She's here. And she is a lovely person, lovely person. She's on Facebook, that atrocity out there right now and all the stuff that's going on there. But she's on that. And she doesn't probably know, but I read her post and I like her post. And every time I read her post, it's filled with joy. It's just evidence of her joy. Amen. And I want to tell you, God is just, it's just something about being joyful. Turn to somebody and say, just be full of God's joy. Turn to somebody else and say, don't worry. Be happy. God's got you. Amen. Turn to somebody else and say, aren't you glad we're living in grace? I am thankful for the people from our church that are on Facebook. Thank you, Jesus, because they are refreshing. Some of the stuff I read on there, I go, click, bye, see ya, put it down. Anybody with me there? Amen. But I'm so thankful when our people put out, because it's about grace, it's about joy, it's about God's love, it's about God doing something in their life, it's about, you know, the blessings of the Lord, and it is just a blessing to read that. Amen. Some stuff you need to pass by quickly. Some stuff's not worth reading. Listen to me. We can serve God with gladness, or we can serve God with sadness. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Don't be a grumpy gracer. Be a rejoicing gracer. Because of all that God, when you have the revelation of grace on your life, it changes everything about you. because you know how deeply loved you are by God, unconditionally loved by God. It just, the revelation of all your sins are forgiven, the revelation that you have authority upon this earth, the revelation that by his stripes I am healed, the revelation that my God wants to prosper me in every way of my life. I mean, what is there to be grumpy about? Turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching good to you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to destroy anything that causes sorrow in our lives. Sorrow has the potential to destroy our destiny. Hanging on to the past and dwelling in sorrow will not push you forward. Listen to what Paul said. Paul said this, Philippians 3:13. I love this scripture. Philippians 3:13. Listen to me. Sometimes you've got to get over your hurt. You've got to get past the pain. You've got to give that stuff to Jesus. He already took it. He already bore it. Amen. He was a man of grief and sorrow. And the reason he was a man of grief and sorrow is so you and I wouldn't have to experience the grief and sorrow. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking to what lies ahead. Paul said, I'm going to forget those things that are behind me. I'm going to forget the bad breaks. I'm going to forget what people have said about me. I'll forget what label they put on me. Amen? I choose to rejoice in God because I want to hear God's voice clearly. Amen? And other people's words can cloud that up. Amen? Isaiah 61:3. Amen. Singing and worship puts you in a place to receive from God. Come on, somebody. To all who mourn in Zion, in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, that's where you are, by the way, they will be like a great oak that the Lord has planted for his own glory. You've got to turn to somebody and say, just get over it. Just get over it. Amen. The enemy's strategy is to put a heavy burden on you. The enemy's strategy is to weigh you down. The enemy's strategy is to get your focus off of God and all of his goodness in your life. Amen. The enemy's strategy wants to keep you worried about stuff. Amen. That is his strategy because you can't hear the voice of God when you're consumed with worry and anxiety and fear and all these other things. Matthew 6, 25 through 33. Let me give you this morning. I want to give you this. This is so good. Matthew 6, 25 through 33. Listen to the words of Jesus in the NLT here. This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. Man, God's got some good food for us today. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Wow. Yet Solomon, in all of his glory, was not dressed as beautiful as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for the wildfires that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Because you're not hearing. So don't you worry about these things, these sayings. What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek you first the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, which we do in the Spirit, and he will give you everything you need. Listen to me. Worry robs us from joy. Worry shortens our lives. It's a waste of mental energy. This emotion must not dominate our thought life. Amen. 1 Timothy 4:15 says, worry. 1 Timothy 4:15, put it up. Amen. 1 Timothy 4:15, I want you to look at this. Amen. Hallelujah. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress. Worry is meditation on the wrong things. Meditation on the correct things, the things of God, will make a visible difference in our lives. So replacing worry with praise, you're going to get better results. Replacing worry with praise, you're going to get better results. The Bible says, Philippians 4:6, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with praise, let your requests be made known to God. The NLT says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Turn to somebody and say, it's already done. Amen. Revelation 1:10. John, the revelation of Jesus Christ, by the way. The revealing of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:10. Look at this. It was the Lord's day. Just like today. The Lord's day. I was worshiping what? In the Spirit. I was worshiping in the Spirit. Suddenly, I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet blasting. You want to just really hear that voice of God? Just get alone or get, you know what? I was alone this morning while I was standing over there worshiping. I was worshiping in the Spirit. You know where I hear from God? It's when I'm alone worshiping in the Spirit. You know, God can speak to you in your sleep. Amen. He can speak to you in your sleep. When you're just there, sometimes He just gets our attention. Amen. It just speaks to us. Listen, and when God speaks to us, it's always a good thing. Amen. And it always brings joy to our lives and joy to our hearts because we're new covenant people. We're not the gloom, doom, and despair. We've been redeemed from that. Amen. And He blesses us with His good words of graciousness in our lives and says, hey, this is the way I want you to go. This is where I want you to be. This is what I want you to say. Amen. And God's directive in our life comes about when we get to that place and say, hey, Lord, it's just me and you. Amen. And when it's just me and you, just like John, man, I was just worshiping on the Lord's day in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And suddenly, I hear the voice of God like a trumpet. It's like a trumpet to our hearts when we get alone with God. Amen. And that voice of God, that hearing of God produces that faith in our life. Amen. And that faith in our life gives us everything that grace has already provided. Stand this morning. Let's give God some praise. You believe that today? Amen. I want you to turn to somebody and say, anxiety, come on, has never provided a solution. Turn to somebody else and say, only faith gives the answers. Only the Spirit brings the truth. Amen. I don't know about you, but this year, I want to hear from God better than I've ever heard from Him. Anybody else with me? Amen. I want to hear the voice of God. The voice of God will teach you how to raise your kids. Amen. The voice of God will let you know what's going on in their lives. The voice of God will give you discernment of who they're hanging with and who they need to be hanging with. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. The voice of God is the most precious gift. Amen. And He speaks to us on a daily basis. Let's raise our hands this morning. Let's make some confessions. Thank you, Jesus. Say it with Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. I'm determined to hear your voice. Your voice speaks to me. Your voice gives me direction. It leads me into paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord. I am filled with joy. I have joy overflowing and a great attitude because I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I refuse to let worry come into my soul. I cast out worry right now. I cast out fear. I cast out anxiety and I receive the peace and the joy of the Lord. It is that joy that gives me strength. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of manifestation, full of manifestation. And I receive that joy in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, give him some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Turn to five people this morning and tell them you are blessed, blessed, blessed. Would you do that today? Amen. Father, I've got